The acquisition of Vodafone New Zealand by infrastructure investor Infratil and Canadian investor Brookfield has been completed in double quick time. This morning, Infratil says it's received the final approval needed from the Overseas Investment Office, and therefore the $3.4 billion deal is done. It's been barely 2 months since the deal was announced, and the speed of completion is set to give Infratil's earnings a bigger-than-expected boost. It says its operating earnings for the coming year should be between $655 and $695 million. That's up $20 million on its previous forecast. And with the ink barely dry on the Vodafone acquisition, Infratil's chief executive, Marco Bogoevski, says the company remains on the lookout for investment opportunities, although he says there's also the need to get the best out of the investments it already has.
You know, we've got big growth, internal growth, inside our renewable energy platforms in Australia and the United States in particular, and we've got a data centre business in Canberra and Sydney that's growing at very rapid rates. So those are going to generate opportunities to put capital to work. So we've reserved capital for that express purpose. In terms of brand new assets in the portfolio, you know, we're always on the lookout for those, but I don't see that as being that likely in the next little while.
And that's Infratil's chief executive, Marco Bogoevski.